in the Burger Wars, it's been besieged by cooler competitors with cult followings, including Shake Shack, Five Guys, and In-N-Out. Earnings began to stagnate at McDonald's in 2013 and crashed by almost a fifth to $4.7 billion the following year as diners deserted. 4 months before stepping down in March 2015, Don Thompson, Easterbrook's predecessor, lamented that the company had failed to evolve at the same rate as our customers' eating out expectations. As insurgents claimed, an ever-growing share of the market McDonald's had created, the morale at the old headquarters in Oak Brook, a tranquil if uninspiring 1970s amalgam of gray cubicles set in a parkland in Illinois, began to sap. The company's strategic quagmire took on a superstitious quality when the estate itself became a hive of bad omens, with parts of the office complex flooding on an annual basis. Easterbrook became global chief brand officer in 2013. The following year, he traveled to Cupertino, California, to sit down with Tim Cook, Apple Inc.'s CEO, to discuss being a launch partner for the Apple Pay mobile payment system. The card readers McDonald's used lacked the necessary technology, so Easterbrook had a digital add-on installed on every machine at its 14,000 locations in the U.S. Easterbrook first joined McDonald's in the finance department in London in 1993 and spent the majority of his career there. After graduating with a natural sciences degree from Durham University, where he played competitive cricket alongside the future England captain, he worked as an accountant for the partnership that would become PwC.